Whether Boston wins its bid for the new Amazon headquarters, one thing is clear. The city is intent on bringing in more big businesses. But that can come with some problems, especially when it comes to the cost of rent.
Our rent went up, and then it just continued to go up. And then it got to the point where it just wasn't the type of business that we had, was not able to meet the rent and pay salaries and make a profit.
That's Sharif Abdul-Khalek. He owns Nubian Notion, a gift and convenience store in Roxbury. He had another location in Dudley Square, but he closed it last year after the rent increased and sales dropped. And Abdul-Khalek is not alone. Aya Nguyen works with the group Boston Main Street to help revitalize small businesses. And she says she often hears complaints about high rents from small business owners, particularly in communities of color.
This formerly blue-collar city is migrating to uber elite white collar. We're going to continue to attract people from all over the world to come here. It's going to be like San Francisco.
So what lessons might the Boston area take from San Francisco, a city known for high tech and some of the highest real estate prices in the country? Well, David Campos is a former San Francisco supervisor. He's now deputy executive for Santa Clara County. He spent 8 years as supervisor watching the San Francisco boom and reacting to it.
San Francisco rolled out the red carpet for this tech industry. And we did that to entice them to come and stay, but didn't really do anything to deal with the issue of housing. And so what ended up happening is that they came, they stayed. They actually didn't hire people from San Francisco. They actually brought in workers from other parts of the country, the world. And in the process, it led to a lot of people being pushed out.
So let's talk about businesses, too, because we're experiencing something similar here in Greater Boston. Many area small businesses say they're frustrated. Many landlords now only have month-to-month leases. And, you know, we spoke with the company AdGene, which is a nonprofit biotech research company near Kendall Square in Cambridge. And Cambridge often described as being very close to the Silicon Valley area. And Joanne Kamens, who is CEO of AdGene, told us that they have to move out later this year.
I mean, we're a nonprofit. We just can't afford to grow and stay here. It's very expensive and space is very hard to come by.
Now, how are small businesses faring there? Are you hearing similar stories?
Absolutely. We started seeing that landlords saw the potential to rent to some of these tech companies that were coming in. And because of that, we're going to month leases and evicting people. And we've lost a number of businesses to that phenomenon.
So you pushed for Proposition J, what was called Proposition J back in 2015, that gave sort of assistance and incentives to longtime businesses in San Francisco so they would be able to stay. And that used city money to help subsidize that. How much was spent and did it work? Were you able to keep some of those small businesses?
I think we're seeing that. We were able to, you know, pass this campaign. We were successful. And then once it passed, it took them a while to actually begin the implementation. So the implementation just started recently. But we actually now see a lot of businesses marketing themselves as legacy businesses, applied for the grants. I think that even a couple that were facing eviction, you know, the program was incentive for the landlord to say, you know, maybe I don't have to kick them out because there's actually a financial benefit for me to keep them here.
And so, you know, folks say they're very concerned, obviously, about what this does to the diversity of a community. How would you describe the demographics of San Francisco right now and your socioeconomic demographics and what the boom has done?
You know, in many respects, we are lucky that there is so much economic activity. But what's happening in San Francisco is that just like San Francisco is arguably the wealthiest city in the country, it also is the city that has the fastest growing inequality. And that, by the way, is not only impacting the diversity, the socioeconomic diversity of the city, it's also impacting the ethnic and racial diversity in San Francisco. is the whitest city, essentially, in the state of California right now.
In Boston, the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, recently announced that he wants to regulate short-term rentals like Airbnb to try to make sure that properties aren't taken off the market just for rentals. Says mm-hmm. it's increasing prices. This is something San Francisco did.
Absolutely. In fact, we were the first ones to fight Airbnb, and you know we're proud of the fact that Airbnb is a local San Francisco company. You know, short-term rentals have a role in a place, but there has to be some proper regulation. Because what we saw was an abuse of the short-term rentals. Entire properties, entire buildings were actually being taken off the market, and they fought us tooth and nail. Eventually, we succeeded, but it took many years. Mm. Finding is that we have a lot of international investors that are coming in to make a quick buck.
So if you could go back in time, what policy maybe or what could have been done, do you think, that might have helped with affordability and diversity in San Francisco? And what advice would you give Boston?
I think it's important to have economic growth, and I think that's important. But I think it's about a balance, and I think in some respects our eyes were bigger than our stomachs in terms of when this tech industry was coming in. We should ask them to be more involved in the creation of housing. Don't just think of the short-term benefit, think of the long-term ramifications. And I think that if we had done that, we would be in a much stronger place today in San Francisco.
David Campos, former San Francisco supervisor and now a deputy county executive for Santa Clara County, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.